everyone. Today I'm going to discuss and demonstrate a traditional style of playing the mountain dulcimer, a folk instrument derived from a German zither. In American history, as pioneers migrated south from Pennsylvania to the Appalachians, the instrument evolved into what we now know as the mountain or fretted or lap dulcimer, with the earliest known example in Virginia in 1832. From its ancestor, the dulcimer retained drones, that is, strings whose notes stay the same throughout the song, and a diatonic fretboard, which has a unique pattern of whole and half steps. Here's an example of a scale called mixolydian. One note in there sounds a bit odd, doesn't it? That's a flattened seventh tone. The tune I just played, Going to Boston, is mixolydian, as is another well-known tune in old-time music, Old Joe Clark. Old Joe Clark, he had a wife, her name was Betty Sue. She had two great big brown eyes, the other two were blue. Now, if Old Joe Clark had a more common major scale called Ionian, it might sound like this. And that one change would make quite a difference. As I started to mention, the mountain dulcimer originated in states like Tennessee, West Virginia, North Carolina, and Kentucky. In 1947, Appalachian folk singer and dulcimer player Gene Ritchie brought a three-string Jethro Ambergy dulcimer from Hindman, Kentucky to New York City, and after that, dulcimers started to circulate among urban folk musicians such as Richard Farina and Joni Mitchell. You could say Gene was the spark for today's vibrant international dulcimer circuit. Gene, the youngest of 14 in a family known as the Singing Family of the Cumberlands, was born in 1922 and learned to play dulcimer partly from her father, Bayless, born in 1869, who fretted the melody string with a wooden stick called a noder. The Ritchies played primarily in four modes, or scales, in keys that suited their voices and/or the gauges of the strings, a concept sometimes referred to as a movable do, meaning they could start with whatever pitch or key they liked, but still be playing in the same relative scale. I frequently teach dulcimer workshops addressing these concepts to students all over the world, either virtually or in live festivals, such as the Dulcimer Jamboree at the Ozark Folk Center in Mountain View, Arkansas. Speaking of which, how did the dulcimer get to Mountain View? According to several sources, a dulcimer from Kentucky was brought to Arkansas in the 1920s and used as a template of sorts for folks to make them. There are just a few accounts of dulcimer players during those ensuing years, such as a bootlegger from Leslie, Arkansas, and a woman named Aunt Tennessee Monday from Stone County. It's thought that the dulcimer truly started to take hold in Mountain View when beloved singer and musician Judy Klinkhammer moved to the area in the early 60s, and at the same time, Lynn McSpadden started making dulcimers and eventually opened the now world-famous dulcimer shop. Now, I'll tune my first or melody string down a step, which puts me in the Aeolian mode, D minor in this case. Here's the scale. And here's a bit of a play party song from Gene Ritchie recorded in 1956, Old Betty Larkin. Gene is tuned between the keys of D sharp and E minor, illustrating how the key can vary, but the pattern stays the same. The song is also pentatonic, meaning it has just five notes.
Hop around, skip around, old Betty Larkin. Hop around, skip around, old Betty Larkin. Hop around, skip around, old Betty Larkin. Also, my dear darling. Steal, steal, old Betty Larkin. Steal, steal, old Betty Larkin. Steal, steal, old Betty Larkin. Also, my dear darling.
Each mode, along with gaps created by the mere handful of notes used, projects a unique mood. And these American melodies are rooted not only in European history, but also Native American and African traditions, illustrating the universality of many musical concepts. Now I'll tune the melody string down to A, putting us in DAA, which is standard, major, or Ionian. Here's the scale. The drone string notes, as with the other tunings, are still D and A. And here's a bit of Pretty Sarah with a harmony technique on dulcimer I learned long ago from Gene Ritchie.
Down in some lone valley, in a lonesome place, where the wild birds do whistle, and their notes do increase. Farewell, pretty Sarah, I bid you adieu, and I'll dream of pretty Sarah wherever I go.
Finally, I'll tune the melody string down to G and play in the minor Dorian mode, which is like Aeolian, except the sixth tone is a half step higher. Listen for that unusual sounding note, which may or may not even be present in the gapped song. Dorian can be playful or spooky, ethereal or peaceful, as in The Peace Round by Gene Ritchie. Hope you enjoyed this whirlwind tour of the delightful history and music of the mountain dulcimer.
What?